very modern Shiloh with regard to Brit Mila is the question of whether or not it can be done by laser rather than in the normal way with a knife. And this is of particular relevance to haemophiliacs who are going to suffer from the bleeding, and that's going to be very dangerous for them. So if it's done with laser beams, then they're not going to bleed, and it's obviously going to be much safer for them. And this is the question, is that permissible? This is addressed by Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Asher in the second Chelek Siman Ayin Chet. And he addresses it from three perspectives. He starts off by quoting the Rambam, the beginning of the second perek of Hilchot Mila, where the Rambam says you can do Brit Mila with anything, and you can even use a flint or something like that. But it's mitzvah min hamuvcha, the best way to do the mitzvah is to use iron, and the minhag everywhere is to use a knife. Nevertheless, Rav Osher Weiss says this is only the chatchila, but certainly b'shat hadchak, in exceptional circumstances, so then one can follow the ikadin, which is b'chol Marlin, that you can use anything for the Brit Mila. And he says, even though there's a tshuva of the Imre Yosher who says that you can't use a sam. Sam is some sort of ointment which will eat away at the skin to do the Brit Mila. You couldn't use that. He says that's different because there the ointment is essentially grama. In terms of the moel points, puts the ointment on, and then in due course the ointment eats through the skin and removes the foreskin. But in this case, you're doing it much more directly. The moel is removing the foreskin using the laser beam rather than a knife. And therefore, from that perspective, he thinks that it's permissible. The second point that he raises is the question of whether there needs to be any blood as a result of the Blitz Brit Mila, any bleeding. The Gemara doesn't explicitly say that there does need to be, but there's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Daf Kuflama Dalad, which indicates that in actual fact it is a requirement, because there's an episode with Rabbi Natan, who once came to a place and there was a certain woman whose children had died from Brit Mila. And one of the reasons why they died, he suggested, was because there hadn't been any bleeding. So that indicates there does need to be bleeding in the Brit Mila. But again, Rav Osher Weiss says that's a requirement l'chatchila rather than b'shat hadachak. He says it's l'chatchila because the source for this is a pasuk in the Navi Zechariah rather than actually being in the Torah. And second of all, he says in any event, with a laser surgery, there will be a very small amount of bleeding. And even if there isn't, then that can be addressed by hatafat dam brit, by just drawing a little bit of blood from the site of the orla after the Brit has been performed, and that will count sufficiently. The third consideration that he has is with regard to the priya. There are two parts to the surgical aspect of Brit Mila. There's the chituch and the priya. There's the cutting off of the foreskin, and then there's the peeling off of the skin which is underneath, the membrane that's underneath, and both of those stages need to be done. We say that if the second stage of the priya is not done, then it's an invalid Brit Mila. So he says one needs to make sure that with the laser surgery, as it were, that the priya is also done. He says the minhag is to follow those poskim that say that the chituch and the priya need to be two separate stages. But there are a number of Rishonim who base themselves as comments on the Gaonim, who say that it's permissible to do the two simultaneously. And even though that's not generally the minhag, again, b'shat hadachak, it's going to be permissible. And therefore, his conclusion is that in extenuating circumstances, laser surgery, as it were, for Brit Mila is permissible. It fulfills all the necessary requirements. And indeed, there's also a tshuva of the Minchat Yitzchak down Weiss in Chelek Chet, where he also comes to the same conclusion. Ad kan.